into the second meditation, the second guided non-moving meditation. We're having being limbered up in a variety of ways and exercised and connected. We are preparing to engage the pandemic in various facets and various ways through the strengthening of the sparks of people in a variety of circumstances. And parallel to that, the erosion working to erode the domination system very subtly and gently. And I don't know what the word is, but in a way that cannot be defended against. And again, the domination system, it's hard. You should get this global sense of it. It's the interlocking of militarism and poverty and racism and consumerism and nationalism and environmental irresponsibility and the whole problematique is what some people call it, but just the system that is based on a belief that domination is necessary and good and can lead to a right result. So, returning again to our bodies and how they're situated. And connecting with our willingness and assessing our willingness to engage in this process. And feeling and connecting with and affirming our roots, their strength, the stability, the wisdom, the community. And once again, locating our own personal sparks within our energy systems. Allowing our bodies and our breath to settle into the posture, the position, the way of being that supports this work. So our awareness with our sparks once again. And as our awareness rests with our spark, we allow to come to mind some person or persons we know or have heard of, or a class we've heard of, or that we can imagine, or that we just somehow come to mind, whether they're people we'll ever meet or not, who are affected physically, medically, either by the fear of the COVID-19 or personally their bodies infected by it, or their lives being affected by their livelihoods being endangered, or the virus showing up in someone they care about. Anyone or all of those. Today has brought to my attention that there are in one of the Pueblo areas in New Mexico that it's a hot spot and that the community is therefore quarantined and isolated in their Pueblo. And also some of the Navajo in the northern region of the state, the reservation. So that may call to your spark, or there may be other situations, refugee camps, IDB camps. Or just whatever comes to mind. And through your spark, through our spark. And maybe all our sparks work together through each one of the populations that we are personally envisioning or feeling drawn to. We may join in with all the sparks of this community, which is more than those of us on this telephone call. Our reaching out to and affirming and connecting with the sparks of those who are coming to mind. And if it would help to put words on that, there's a little space here to do that. But it's not necessary for the work. Then gently, knowing we can always return to this during the week. We slide the awareness of our spark over to those who are similarly endangered or embattled by the domination system. Or imprisoned by it, confined, limited. Through our sparks, connecting with and affirming their sparks. Knowing that this strengthens their spark, their sparks. And having experienced that the strengthened spark acts to erode the defenses, clarify the bafflement, and release the distortions which make these people more able to creatively and constructively and faithfully respond to the situation in which they find themselves. then moving up to the other next level of those who are one might say fighting. I don't like that language, but it's can't think of anything else. Fighting the pandemic, engaging it, trying to limit it. Those in the medical profession, in laboratories, researchers, first responders. Similarly, through our sparks, reaching out, affirming and connecting with the sparks of maybe an individual we know, maybe an individual we don't know, or a group or a class of people. Experiencing our spark, connecting with and affirming their sparks, and maybe being able to feel their sparks being strengthened. And knowing that with a strengthened spark, they are more able to do the work in which they are engaged, more able to be constructive and creative in addressing the situation. Sliding across to those in the same position in reference to the domination system. The activists, the demonstrators, the prayers, the resistors, the writers, the theorists, the publicists, the publishers, coming up with language, licking stamps, stuffing envelopes, whatever, talking with others. Trying out ideas. Maybe one person, maybe many people, maybe a group. And through our sparks, affirming and connecting with their sparks. And thus the work becoming a little more transparent, a little more accessible. Cracks appearing in what seemed to be rock walls. Steel facades cracking, ideas coming, and ways to pursue them. And then up one level, knowing we can always return. Up one level to those who are profiting by the pandemic. Financially. Spiritually. Emotionally. physically. No judgment. Aware of the breadth of benefit. And through our sparks connecting with and affirming the sparks of some in that population, maybe just one. Maybe a friend who's enjoying the solitude, the slower pace. Maybe a profiteer. Affirming and connecting with those sparks. And knowing that with a strengthened spark, regardless of our judgments, the situation improves, the person improves, the way is opened for a more sustainable, more humane, more responsible choices and decisions. Sliding over to those who are profiting by the domination system. Maybe one person, maybe a class, or a population, or a group. And through our sparks, affirming and connecting with the sparks in these people, to strengthen their sparks, to support them in their bafflement being clarified, their defenses eroded, their distortions released, and then the next level, those whose who are making decisions and choices that are affecting the course of the pandemic for others. Heads of state, governors, all those in civil or military authority, perhaps recognizing the burden and through our sparks, reaching out to and connecting with and affirming their sparks. Through our access to the aquifer of living wisdom that feeds our capacity to claim our spark. and reaching out to and affirming their sparks. Knowing that they too can choose access to the living wisdom. And gliding across to the final, perhaps most difficult group of all those who are invested in the domination system. And there may be some overlap with the population we are just reaching out to. Those who are investing, not just financially, but in a sense morally and almost liturgically and philosophically. Who are blind at this point to the possibility of there being anything else, any other way for humanity to be living together on this planet. So through our sparks, we reach out to connect with and affirm the sparks in these people. Maybe an individual, maybe a group, maybe a population. Connecting with and affirming the sparks. Knowing that the sparks become strengthened by this. And that minutely, microscopically, incrementally, the person whose sparks we're connecting with may in some way is definitely in some way changed, and may be even in a way that makes a difference noticeably in how they respond to their lives, to the people around them, to the choices they get to make. Our work is just incrementally moving them closer to the recognition of the defenses and the bafflement and the distortions and the willingness to let their strengthened spark erode and clarify and release. And this being, at least for me, difficult and intense work, will now bring our awareness down into our root systems, into the security of our root systems, and reach them out through the rhizomes, reaching out, beckoning the development of the roots in these people we have just been connecting with, whose sparks we've just been connecting with, beckoning their roots to grow deeper and stretch out more, that they may be experiencing a truer stability, access to the great living wisdom, and the community that allows fears to fall away, and allows wisdom to spring up. As far as we need to stretch our root systems, our rhizomes, to be gently inviting and beckoning the roots of these people we've been, whose sparks we've been connecting with and affirming, inviting them deeper and wider and stronger. And then, like a geyser released, we bring our awareness up to the outer layer of the ionosphere around this planet. Where we can see it or sense it, maybe on some energetic level. There's like the rhizomes that we're reaching out with the root systems, there's another system of rhizomes, a network, something more organic than a grid, encircling the planet. That has a quality of love to it and compassion. And as we allow ourselves to connect with that and be a communion with it, it seems that it's like dew distilling down willingness into the human population of this planet. Permeating all being, penetrating gently, subtly, and doing us all with willingness. To claim our sparks, to support others in claiming their sparks, connecting and affirming the sparks of others, and willingness to allow the distortions to be released and the bafflement to be clarified and the defenses to be eroded. And when that feels sufficient for now, knowing we can always return during the week, we return to our bodies, to our sparks in our bodies, wiggling and stretching, allowing our eyes to open. Gently coming back to more conventional reality.